Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For your listening pleasure, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you Chandu, the magician. But before we continue our story of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, we'd like to have a word with you about your three times a day job of washing dishes. When you wash your dishes tonight, we hope you wash them in rich, thick, White King soap suds. For if you are one among the many thousands who prefer soap suds in your dishpan, we'd like to remind you that White King is a grand dishpan soap. Those wonderful White King soap suds stand up rich and thick in water that is comfortable and kind to your hands. Yes, indeed, White King suds are so gentle, they are safe for pretty hands. For washing clothes or dishes, you'll say, I love White King, because nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. And listen, when you buy White King at your grocer's, be sure to save those box tops, won't you? While Frank Chandler sets out for the Street of the Thieves in Cairo's native quarter, where he believes Robert Regent to be hidden, Dorothy Regent goes to Shepherd's Hotel in response to a mysterious note signed Sonia Radislav. On the hotel terrace, while Betty and Bob are at a nearby table, Sonia tells Dorothy she is a British secret agent, that she knows Princess Naji is in league with Roxor, that Naji is, in fact, his wife. Sonia adds that she has documents to prove her accusation and takes Dorothy up to her rooms to see them. When Betty and Bob reach home, they find a note from Chandler asking Dorothy to pack a bag and send it by a servant to the shop of Batouche. Bob decides to take it there himself and unwillingly agrees that Betty may go along. It is now half an hour later. The two youngsters are hurrying through the narrow, unsavory Street of the Thieves. Chandu, the magician.
We turn right here.
Which shop is it?
Wait a minute. I don't see it.
The Street of the Thieves. It looks just like the movies, doesn't it?
The whole street looks different than it did at night.
Oh, I wish we had places like this, with open-fronted shops and men sitting on the ground.
Oh, I'm a dope. Come on, it's right there.
Where, Bob?
Oh, Batouche's shop isn't open. It's this one with the shutters down. That's why I didn't recognize it.
Bob, I wonder if he and Uncle Frank have already gone.
Oh, he wouldn't send for this bag and then go away before it got here. I'm going to knock on the shutters.
I hope. Bob, would you know Batouche again? You only saw him once in the dark.
Oh, he took us into the shop, Ben. Hey, I hear somebody in there.
Bob and Betty.
Oh, Uncle Frank, we have...
You're not alone?
Sure. We brought your bag. Here.
Come in here. Bob, how many times have I told you not to bring Betty into the native quarter alone? And this street of all places.
Oh, it wasn't his fault, Uncle Frank. Bob, let's tell him about that woman.
Your mother should have known better. Or is this another of the little expeditions you keep to yourselves?
She wasn't there. I told you he'd pin our ears back, Beth.
He won't when he hears what we heard. Oh, Uncle Frank, we opened your note because...
That's all right, Betty. Where is your mother?
She had tea at Shepherd's and she isn't home yet.
No.
And so did we at another table.
That's how we happened to hear Mother talking to...
You must go back to Nazi's at once. I may have to leave here at any minute.
Just wait till you hear what she said.
Who said? Was your mother having tea with someone at home?
Oh, we didn't know her. I don't think Mom did either. She was sitting at the table near us when Mom got there.
She was awfully pretty, wasn't she, Bob? Her hair was kind of blonde, but her eyes were dark and kind of smoldering. And you should have seen her clothes. She looked like a picture in Vogue.
Wait a minute. What was her name?
Well, we didn't meet her, Uncle Frank.
I've been trying to think what Mother called her. You know what it sounded like, Bob?
What?
One of those Balkan capitals. Bratislava.
Hey, that's it, Bets. Or pretty close.
Bratislava. Betty, you can't mean Radislav. Sonia Radislav.
It sure sounds like it. Do you know her?
Was your mother still on the terrace when you left?
No. She said to go back to Najee's.
Where was she going?
Just into the hotel. Do you really know her?
I certainly do.
Who is she, for Pete's sake?
She's the sister of a man I once turned in as a traitor.
Holy Batouche. Moses!
Batouche, come here, quickly!
Will you sit here, Mrs. Regan? The letters are in my bedroom.
Letters? I thought you meant you had certificates or something of that sort.
You will find the letters convincing. It will take only a moment to get them. All right, Matt.
Good. Good afternoon, Mrs. Regan.
Roxall.
Oh, you know me.
What are you doing here?
Chandler thought I was still in Europe, eh?
I see. There are no letters, are there? The whole story, the Russian refugees and the British Secret Service, that was...
One of Sonia's beautiful lies. I have outwitted Chandler this time. He gave me the idea himself.
Roxor, where is my husband?
Wait, wait. One thing at a time. When Chandler came to my house...
Where is Robert? Tell me.
Patience, Mrs. Regent. We will arrive at that. Chandler and I had a conversation in Algiers during which he called me some very unpleasant names.
But I don't see
those names were because I have no regard for what you call feelings, pity, love.
I know what you are, Roxor. What do you want of me?
Abdullah the Bedouin joined Chandler because of love. For your daughter, Mrs. Regent.
That's true. But Abdullah's dead, didn't you know that?
Ah, yes, yes. But you see, the story of his tragic love reminded me of Sonia, who has loved Chandler for more years than she likes to remember. So I brought her from Europe.
Yeah, but why tell me?
Sonia! You shall hear it from her. Come here, I say!
Do not shout at me, Max, I can hear you.
Ah, women. Like gnats buzzing in a man's head. We are about to destroy civilization and you are offended because I shout. Now, tell Mrs. Regent why you came here. The truth.
Why should I deny it? My love for Frank has been as much a part of me as my eyes or my hands for years.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I don't want to hear this.
You are going to hear this, Mrs. Regent. When your brother was in Europe before the war, I loved him then. Even when he discovered my brother was a spy. Even when he gave Andrei up to the British police.
Oh, that much of the story was true. Your brother did disappear.
Oh, yes, yes. So you can see that I am not likely to give Frank up now.
You can't give up something you never had, can you?
Touché, Sonia. But you do understand, Mrs. Regent, why I remembered her. She permits herself an emotion which will serve me well.
All right, she loves my brother. Now, tell me in plain English why you brought me here.
Sonia is beautiful. She is rich. She has a fine, keen mind. But she is chained by her love for a man who hates the name of Radislav. And now... Now, Sonia, he will marry Nadji.
I will kill them both.
The Slavic fire, eh? Now you are beginning to see the pattern, Mrs. Regent.
I don't see anything except that you seem to get a sadistic pleasure out of making people suffer. I'm going now.
The door is locked.
What?
Oh, yes, yes. Now, I will tell you why you are here. Because of Chandler, who is to be disposed of, and because of your husband.
Oh, Roxor, why don't you let Robert go? You must know by now he'll never give you that formula.
He will give it to me. Tonight.
What have you done to him?
I have not so much as seen him since I brought him to Cairo. Oh. But I am tired of Chandler's meddling. Each time I have Regent safely hidden, he ferrets him out. So now...
Roxor, listen. You were a great scientist once. Robert used to tell me how brilliant you were. Inspired, almost.
I am still a great scientist, but I am more than that.
Then there must be some reason left in your mind. You can never rule the world. Napoleon tried it. Hitler tried it. Millions of people died because of them. And in the
end... Did they have men in every part of the world waiting only for the world to rise? Did they have the power to destroy civilization?
No, and neither have you. You corrupt men's minds. Gordon Douglas said that about you, as if he was handing you a medal.
Enough! The secret that can destroy civilization is in the mind of Robert Regent. And I will be put off no longer by Chandler's bag of tricks. You, Mrs. Regent, you are to get the formula for me. Tonight.
I'm to get it for you?
Exactly. You will be taken to your husband, and I will ask him once more for the formula. If he refuses, some very unpleasant things will happen to you before his eyes.
Oh, no. You're inhuman.
You understand at last, do you? Roxor is above humanity.
You are...
There is no escape, Mrs. Regent. And Chandler cannot help you. He will be dead.
And I should like to have seen Nadji's face when she walked into Ben Ali's cafe and realized...
Nadji?
Oh, yes. Yes. We sent her a note also to say Frank had fallen into Roxol's hands. She left for the cafe at once.
She'd never believe that.
No?
Roxor's net is drawing you all in, one by one. So now you will write a note.
To Robert?
To Chandler, asking him to join you here.
You know I won't do that.
I have means of persuasion, Mrs. Regent.
No doubt. But if you want me to get Robert's formula...
Give her the paper, Sonia.
I won't do it.
What about your children?
What about them?
So you do not know they have gone into the street of the thieves?
Oh, they wouldn't.
To the shop of an Arab named Batouche. You think they would not?
Not alone. I know they wouldn't.
You are wrong. They are in that street now.
I don't believe you.
Sonia, telephone to Nadji's home. Let Mrs. Regent hear for herself.
I'll call them.
Sonia will let you speak to the servant who answers.
You seem very sure.
I am sure.
Roxor, if anything's happened to the children... You can kill Robert and me 1,000 times and you'll never get one word out of us.
Oh, very pretty. Call Nadji's home, Sonia. No. No, wait. See who that is.
Who is it?
It's Frank Chandler, Sonia. Is my sister with you?
Quick, open the door.
Frank, don't come in here. Go away.
Roxor. Well, Sonia, your choice of friends hasn't improved with the years, has it?
Sonia, he's brought Nadji too, you see?
I see. Do come in.
No, Frank.
Nadji, get back. Get out of my way. Sonia, you fool, you missed. You shot Nadji.
Now, before we say goodnight for Chandu the magician... May we take just a moment for another word about White King granulated soap? Perhaps you have recently had the pleasure of installing a brand new washing machine in your home. If you have, be sure to take good care of it. And remember that no washing machine can work any better than the soap you use. We hope that your soap is White King, the first soap ever invented for washing machine use. Always a good soap. Today, White King is better than ever. That's why we say there is no better soap for any washer, new or old. Today, White King's creamy suds wash your clothes cleaner than ever, faster than ever. Wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. So no matter what type or brand of washing machine you choose, may we remind you that nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap quite like White King. That's why we know you will love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. Roxor is played by Louis Van Rooten. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.